arrested.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. The global mining giant Rio Tinto saw four of its employees formally arrested and taken into custody today in China. The charges: stealing commercial secrets and bribery. We're going to check in with Marketplace's Scott Tong, joining us live from our Shanghai bureau this morning. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
What's this all about?
Well, the Chinese media reports suggest what this is about is the price of iron ore. Now, mining companies like Rio Tinto dig this stuff out of the ground and they sell it to steel mills. A lot of those mills happen to be in China, and the price is negotiated every year between the sellers and the buyers. Now, the Chinese government, according to these media reports, suspects that Rio Tinto negotiators got inside information on from the Chinese bargaining side by bribing people in China.
So who's been arrested?
Well, four Rio Tinto employees who are based in their Shanghai office, including one who is an Australian national. Now, they've been detained, actually, for 5 weeks since July 5th, and finally we know what the charges are that they face. What's interesting is the one charge they're not facing, that is stealing state secrets. That is a very serious crime in China, could carry life in prison. A lot of people thought that was coming, and it didn't come today. So under the current charges, it's a maximum of 7 years in prison if they're found guilty.
And Scott, how big a deal is this?
Well, I talked to people in the steel industry, and they've been freaking out over this case. I mean, the way business is done in China is what you and I might consider a little shady. A lot of paper and data are shared between suppliers and buyers. There's a lot of extracurricular activities, drinking and dinner and expensive gifts. And now the question is, okay, so what constitutes a bribe? It's always been a little fuzzy here. For multinational companies more generally, you know, there's some talk that China may be becoming a less friendly place for foreigners to do business. So the question is, have the risks kind of gone up a little? I should tell you, Steve, that Rio Tinto has denied these charges today.
All right. Marketplace is Scott Tong joining us from Shanghai this morning. Scott, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Nestle, the world's biggest food group, pulled back its full-year outlook today after missing forecasts with first-half organic sales growth. Shares are down more than 4% for Nestle. And European shares are slightly higher right now. Asian markets tumbled today, though. The Chinese benchmark lost 4.5%. The Hang Seng shed 3%. Wall Street lost more ground yesterday. The S&P by 1.25%. NASDAQ and Dow by a little more than 1% each. The Dow closed at 92.41, down almost 100 points. The Federal Reserve's two-day meeting wraps up today. Policymakers are considering whether to extend some consumer lending programs intended to help ease the recession. Analysts predict the Fed will leave the target lending rate alone. Bernard Madoff's right-hand man is behind bars this morning. Madoff's former chief financial officer pleaded guilty to federal charges yesterday after months of secretly working with the FBI. He revealed new details about how the $65 billion fraud was carried out. Tamara Keith reports.
Frank DiPasquale told a federal judge in New York that he knew it was criminal, but did it anyway. DiPasquale detailed how he and Bernard Madoff faked stock trades, sent out fictitious account statements, and even created a computer system to make it all seem real. DiPasquale pleaded guilty to 10 felony charges, including tax evasion and conspiracy. He faces up to 125 years in prison. Prosecutors wanted him to remain free until his sentencing next year to help investigators continue sorting through evidence. The judge surprised both the prosecution and the defense by denying a bail agreement, saying there was too much of a flight risk. DiPasquale was led away in handcuffs. I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The city of Cleveland is the latest to try and organize itself as a center for green jobs. The mayor there is convening a three-day sustainability summit starting today, and he's bringing in everyone from blue-collar workers to Fortune 500 CEOs. From station WCPN in Cleveland, Dan Bobkoff reports.
Organizers are calling this Sustainable Cleveland 2019, but don't you dare call it a conference. Apparently, conferences are synonymous with inaction. This, they say, is a summit that will produce a real plan to create both jobs and clean energy. David Cooper-Ryder of Case Western Reserve University is one of the organizers.
The question isn't whether cities will do this. The question is which ones are doing it first and who will do it best.
Other Rust Belt cities like Toledo and Pittsburgh are racing to convert into green business centers. In Cleveland, there's already the infrastructure to make things like bolts for wind turbines, but some say Northeast Ohio could use more planning and innovation. Tom Bullock works in Ohio for the Pew Environmental Group.
We need our companies to tech up, our workers to skill up. We need to become experts in taking research to prototype to blueprint, and then first on factory line and out into the marketplace.
President Obama has been touting alternative energy as an economic engine. The president is sending Van Jones, his green jobs advisor, to kick off this week's summit. In Cleveland, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
Finally, how do you let your office mates know you don't want to be bothered? There's one solution from one company called CubeGuard. Okay, CubeGuard won't keep intruders out of your cubicle as well as walls and a door, but it does send a message. The CubeGuard is a retractable banner about 2.5 inches wide. It comes with messages such as, please do not disturb, or out to lunch. You can even create your own message, maybe something like, get out, or I hate you all. CubeGuard CEO notes the keep out messages are softened with smiley faces on those banners. A standard CubeGuard kit costs about $20. The custom messages, you know, the I hate you ones, go for about $30. Hey, check us out online. You can tell us whatever you want at our website, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.